be with you this evening, as always.
Thank you.
We thank you for the vibration of peace and love that you bring to our world. As our world is always with you, and in our thoughts, in our hearts, that we strive to guide you, assist you, and as we might say, to share this journey with you. There are many aspects of life in our world which we can occupy ourselves with, learn from, and in some small way share with you. The greatest, as we might say, aspect of our life is that of love. That of knowing that we are all kindred spirit. Your spirit is clothed in matter, spirit incarnate, as has been said. But underneath the flesh, at the point of your departure, at the end of your life, you'll find your consciousness once again fully alive in spirit. You'll find your feelings, your thoughts, vibrating deeply within your soul and aware of all that is around you, of the beauty of our world, is a mere reflection of your love, of your light, of your considerations towards all those who have come your way in your lifetime. Every footstep which has trod onto the physical earth finds its mirror onto the fabric, onto the earth, to the soil of our world. Every thought that guides that footstep in your world finds its reflection in our world. And it is, as we say, the greater these footsteps are taken with attention to the wonder of love, the wonder of kindness, the wonder of compassion, then the greater the vibration in our world that precedes your footsteps. As we have said many times before, your thoughts in this world carry their own light, their own vibration, and then in our world, the vibration that forms the matter, the atomic spheres, the fabric of all that composes our world, reflects the intensity of your thoughts and the vibration of your love. In a way, as we have said, sometimes in our world, there are those who wander into parts of our world through lifting their minds, as you can lift your minds in our world, in your world, through what you say is meditation, or allowing our world to attune, to blend, and to become closer to your soul. For it is your soul that we speak to, and it is your soul that speaks to your physical mind, your consciousness. Everything is within the soul, and everything lies around the ambit of the soul. In the same way, in our world, that we can lift our minds into a higher vibration if we focus on the power of love, the power of togetherness, the power of union. And in this way, we can see the very fabric of our trees, our grass, our buildings. We can see them change, lighten, vibrating with our own thoughts. It is quite a beautiful aspect that we realize in our world more than you ever could in your world, that thoughts are living aspects of our own souls. For it is through the thought of our soul that the divinity, the Almighty, is made manifest. And it is, as we say, there is no greater wisdom in this. For wisdom is knowing this. Wisdom is allowing yourself to abide in that moment and wisdom is of doing good for others and striving in the small moments. For our world, we do not measure the enormity of what you perceive as success. Success in our world is something that vibrates within the seed of the spiritual atom within your soul, and how your mind has tried, and how your mind has made those efforts to help others, to beautify your own world in no matter how small a way. Everything else is superfluous. It is, as we say, that when you do allow our world to come closer to your world, in one aspect, as we might say, of service, there are many, many aspects, but in one aspect of service that you are interested in and partake in your lives. It is always coming from the soul, as we have said before. It is that those in your world, perhaps who are grieving, whose hearts are heavy, who are troubled, and lacking in direction and faith, they may in this way carry these thoughts deeply with them. And these thoughts, of course, they vibrate into their soul. And when they sleep at night, as we have said, their loved ones sometimes in our world, if they are on a level of consciousness, can quite easily become part of these thoughts. They are aware of what their loved ones are feeling, how they are missing them, how they are grieving for them. And it is in this way that those relatives in our world may then, through their own thoughts, ask, is there any way that we can speak to this loved one? Is there any way that we can communicate? And in sending these thoughts out, thoughts as living prayers of wanting help in some way, may reach those in our world who are conversant with this, who understand this. And so, from a soul level, the process of communication has been initiated. It has started. And from then, those in our world may know of somebody whose vibration in your world, in other words, what you say, a medium, may be suitable in location, in geography, but may be suitable in vibration to bring a communication forward in this way. And as they become aware of this, there is, in some ways, seeing this medium, there is an understanding between the two souls, the soul of the medium and the soul of the spirit that is in our world. There may be, as we might say, a refraction of the future, and in that link where upon high, there is a knowing that the communication has already taken place, the communication has already been spoken, and in that knowing of ahead of time, knowing that there is a link here that will be successful, that will bring healing, not only to the person, the individual in your world, but also to the individual in our world who wishes to see their loved one in a better mental state of health. And these, as we say, communications are pure, and they are quite rare in a way. These are, as we say, the soul-to-soul communications. But this is how we say that in our world, these communications do help and have a value to those in your world as they do to our world. And it is the organization always comes from thought. For the thought of a grieving person who may in some way send their mind as a prayer. It may not be a prayer that is focused directly, but any call, any plea for help, of course, will be heard in our world. And those in our world, perhaps, who are related to that individual, of course, their compassion is there. Their love is there. It does not die with them. They want to help. And so their thoughts that go deeper into our world are a living prayer. They may pray. They may say, is there somebody who can come and help my loved one? And then in that way, there, of course, there are those in our world who have knowledge and who want to help in this way. There are those who've passed on beyond into our world who did this work while they were alive. And so there is a need to spread the awareness, to spread the love, to one aspect of healing, as we say, that it is something which occurs in a way which, when it is on a soul to soul level, this is how it works. And those in our world who choose the medium, initiate the vibration with the medium, then they also make that link between the soul of the medium and the person who seeks the communication. In other words, as you would say, the client. But although this language is somewhat clumsy, we would say the seeker, we would say the person who desires the communication with our world. And so in the sleep state, that soul-to-soul communication has already occurred. And this is why we say there is an aspect of refraction into the future. In the sleep state, the medium's mind may already have spoken to their loved one and already brought the information from their loved one across to the soul of the person coming for the reading. So the person coming for the reading has, in effect, already received the reading on a soul level. And when that link has been made, that person in your world, of course, will seek that medium, will know at all costs that he or she has to seek that individual for a communication. And this is how it works. Does this make sense? Now, this, as we say, is an idealistic communication. These quite rare, but of course they are ordinary in their rarity, we can say this. But always know that there is so much on a soul level which precedes you, goes before your eyes, before your senses. And of course, when you are born again into our world at the end of your life, you are able to see and recollect these communications very clearly. You're able to see them and how they occurred and how they took place. There is, as we say, the other communications which can also occur on a soul-to-soul level. This is something slightly different, where the person who comes for their reading needs guidance. And the aspect of the soul of our world getting involved, the soul who knows the individual, is perhaps not always to the same degree, for whatever reasons. That soul may be not aware in our world who they wish to communicate. But there are still those in our world that enable the vibration of the medium soul to quicken and to become in a harmony, in attunement with the sitter's soul. And in this way, the vibration from the medium soul is able to bring words of understanding so that the sitter knows within himself or herself that his or her soul is being represented. The hardest thing, as we say, in your world is living in a physical body with a consciousness that disowns its own soul. And this is why your world is so full of disease and disharmony, because there is no link anymore between that natural part of yourself, which is your soul, your spirit, which again brings the love of God through it, should be open, willing, sensitive, should be attuned through prayer and study, and should in this way find its sense of purpose. And we understand this is the shortcomings of your world, but equally we understand that to give another faith, to be representative, to enable another to feel something within their own soul that has been lost, is a priceless gift, to enable another once again to reconnect with their soul on some level. It is all that we wish. And so often, when those wake up into our world, their consciousness is in their soul, and they are so disassociated from their soul, from that part of the divine, the heavenly Father, who dwells within that soul. They are so, as we might say, disconnected. The only thing that rules their experience is the repetition of their earthly thoughts and habits in a world of illusion, in a world which is without any great degree of brightness at times, and how we have to enact our thoughts upon those souls, how those souls in their family who've gone before them have ascended and perhaps woken, arisen in this way, are keen to help them and keen once again to wake them up so that they can in this way turn their eyes upwards to the divine love of the Almighty Spirit. Does this make sense, my friends? Well, whether it does or not, we have spoken it to you, so it is there, as we might say, for you to contemplate.
Thank you.
No, we thank you. Is there anything that you wish to share while you are here? Thank you, my dear.
My explanation was very clear, I think.
That's good, my dear. We were seeking to bring clarity within our explanations this evening.
Very, very lovely. Yeah.
That is wonderful. We thank you.
Thank you.
It's always hard because we have to work through the mind of the medium and find the right words and the right link in this way to express what we are trying to say within ourselves. We say thank you. And you may say your closing prayers. God bless you all.
God
bless you.
Divine Spirit, many thanks for the ways for the beautiful night that you are so full of God and unity, joined in love and in common purpose for all beautiful things on the other side. Joining our two worlds with the goal of being healing and love from the other side to be able to be seated and heard and listen and grief and increase the knowledge that life does go on after physical death here to the most beautiful places on the other side. So this knowledge that we have and that we can pass on to others, we are truly grateful. And in closing, as always, thank you to our lovely friend who came and spoke so clearly about the context of human sheep and how that all works. That was wonderful thing. Many thanks for that. And in closing, as always, we do ask that you love us in a beautiful white light, that you keep us our friends, family, and our beautiful trips safe to the family, that you continue to guide us on our journeys together, and we know that you are always with us just in this new way. And so we do know also that we do have it together, we will continue on our steps and work. We just want to show